This is Dr. Schneer dictating a six-minute walk test on patient William Herring, H-E-R-I-N-G. This goes to Dr. Adams. On 8/27/24, Mr. Herring performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 96%, period. Patient walked 458 meters in 6 minutes and saturation at the end of the study was 95%, period. A paragraph immersion, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Terry, T-E-R-I, Kaysen, C-A-I-S-O-N. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 8/27/24, Mrs. Kaysen performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/21/24, there's been no significant change, period. A PAGA from progression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E, Hill. This goes to the VA on 8/27/24. Mr. Hill performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the only bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. There was a good response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. A paragraph impression. Minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, period. Next is a six-minute walk test on the same patient, Lawrence Hill. This goes to the VA. On 8/27/24, Mr. Hill performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 97%, period. The patient walked 524 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 96%, period. The paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D, Dowlin, D-O-W-L-I-N. This goes to Dr. Matthew Williams on 8/27/24. Mr. Dowlin performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of forced vital capacity due to improved effort, otherwise no significant change in flow rates, period. In a paragraph, compared to a prior study dated 5/28/24, there's been no significant change, period. In a paragraph, impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with improved effort after bronchodilators, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine with a C, Bridges. This goes to Van Tanner, comma, PA on 8/27/24. Mrs. Bridges performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a mild degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/7/24, there's been no significant change, period. In a paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Terry Carpenter. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 8/27/24, Mrs. Carpenter performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period, compared to a prior study dated 2/21/24, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Bruce Matthews. This goes to Dr. Badoki. On 8/27/24, Mr. Matthews performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to ventilation bronchodilators, the forced capacity was minimally impaired and there was a minimal degree of airway obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 3/20/24. There's been no significant change. Perineal pagophone impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Charles Brewer. This goes to Lorena Mauney, M-A-U-N-E-Y, on 8/27/24. Mr. Brewer performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to ventilation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was near normalization of forced vital capacity with complete reversibility of airways obstruction period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/18/24, there's been no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study. Period of pagophone impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Period. Thank you.